Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Hello, my name is Mike, and today's show is brought to you by our Amazon page. Please remember to shop at MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon. It's quite simply the best way to support this show. If you need it, Amazon has it, and you can get it at MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon. Bookmark it, please.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
All right, working on my my new soundboard of 32 different musical beds that will be enhancing the show and trying to tweak at the same time. When last we did this, we actually are making some musical changes to the show.
Right, and freshening it up.
Now, you might be familiar with our very ancient little news you may not need segment that goes like this.
Right.
From around the globe.
Oh, one of my favorites. The staple.
Your neighbor's window.
Classic.
Mike O'Mara Show now presents
a show
you may not
staple.
Need. A comprehensive look at the stories you may
difficult.
Or may not be
I'm
talking
not being
about during your day.
You know what? That's the exact same Oscar that says, why don't we put the mailbag to the way it used to be?
You know what's distracting me, Mike?
What?
That you're talking into the little picture box on the video. That is the studio here. If you shifted your camera over or even scooted over a little bit to your right, you'd be golden.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oscar wants a little lead room in your shot.
Yes. Because when you talk into the mic, it's like you're talking into us.
Or into my head.
Ah, there we go. Almost. There we go. Ah.
Very nearly.
Oh, yay. Big win. Take it all. Ah.
Yeah.
What, is this what you're talking about?
Yes, yeah. Yes, that's it, that's it.
But you know, now I'd like to get back to the segment that this is fun because what Mike has done is he's made his beds and now he's going to lie in them.
What, you don't want me to change the music?
No, I love music beds. Are you kidding me?
Well, you have an oldie but goodie. This is when
Oscar's
anybody says
the one
anything.
Who's difficult.
Like, for example, you would say, this is what I call a stinger, which would indicate something shocking to all of us. Like,
right.
For example, Pony got married over the weekend.
Yeah,
that's an oldie but goodie. I've had that one forever. It's tough to argue with that one, Rob. If you have any others, Rob
favorite.
And I have been communicating back and forth. There's really
I'll tell
stuff
you what,
to
I chased
beat that
one for a long time. That is actually from an old British production package. That, of course.
Well, since you mentioned British, you know, that is that's the British music.
You'll
that we
recognize
have
it from the Spanish Inquisition from Monty Python. And
yes.
It took me forever to find a clean cap. Pony didn't really get married, did he?
No, he did not get married.
Thank
absolutely not. But, of course, Scotland was breaking away from England, so we had to have the Scottish music as well. So we had that. That's so we're at the top three. Don't want to leave out the Jews.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely not. So that is our – if you're keeping track of our soundboard, we like to go over this every periodically.
And,
it's
Mike, thank you for not leaving out the Jews.
Now, and the Italians, not only one particular sound, but they've got two. They have the traditional stereotypical, like, hey, look at that. It's Bobby Gugazza. There you go. Bobby Gugazza coming into the thing. He's a good boy. He's going to have a good time. And that type of thing. I think we used that yesterday.
That is called a tarantella.
We used that yesterday for George Clooney's wedding. It could not have come in more handy. And then there is the Snooki Polisi. Nicole Snooki Polisi, who just had a baby. And that would be the different kind of Italian music that we use for that.
Hey, is that actually her baby
That needs to be
singing?
Turned up a little bit. There we go.
Is that her baby singing?
Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, it's the newborn baby of Nicole Snooki Polisi. How you doing, little guy? Why don't you sing something for us? Go.
Most kids cry. This
was
sing
showbiz, babe.
Yeah. By the way, that was an earworm, you know, to the late, great Louis Prima.
Oh.
That was an earworm for me all weekend long. And then, you know what I had today for an earworm? I had a church earworm. We'll talk about that later in the show.
You know, you're really lucky that Carla's not there, because if you went around the house singing Buenos Aires, she'd kill you.
Mm-hmm. Buenos Aires, senorina, Buenos Aires, when are you ever going to come back to me?
Anyway, that's it. Then, of course, there's Africa. Yes, we've got that. Yeah. There's the Middle East. Yes, we play that a lot. There's my people, the Irish. Yes, we have the Irish. There's Oscar's music, which is the melancholy pan flute from the Andes Mountains, which we all like. We wouldn't be doing a show if it wasn't Mike O'Mara's Florida, so we have that down here. Hi, good morning, Mrs. Johnson. How are you? That's a lovely Jack Russell Terrier you're taking for a walk today. How are you? Yeah, the pounds look like they're melting off, Hal. That's great. Keep up the walking. Terrific. We'll see you later on at the pool. Terrific. Hey, going to the 4:30 special at the Raw Bar? Attaboy. Anyway, then of course, as we move right along, we discuss sex on this show a lot.
Yes.
And you know, if there's ever a sexy person like Tony Perkins who comes into the studio, throw that out there.
That's the way Rob feels every time he walks in the studio.
That's right.
Absolutely.
You know, it's a little warm in here, Tony. You might want to do a button.
Now, Rob, I was very surprised when we were going through the ethnic beds. We kept the old one, which is the old Asian bed. Tough to really skip that one, but I you know, I would say to you, you certainly have a proclivity for that type of
that
region of the country.
That is China exclusively, yes? That doesn't really work for Japan. That's very
It works
on my
for Japan.
Let me see what I can do if I can find you China and maybe Korea.
Well, we used to have this one for Japan, which is...
Solid.
I don't know. I frankly don't think we can improve
solid.
On our Asian music.
Yeah.
I don't think we can.
You know, after all these years, Mike, NBC is still using a peacock. I think certain things transcend time.
I think you're absolutely right about that.
So do we need those resend?
No. You know, as a matter of fact, Japan, you might want to... might have to keep that. Thank you.
It's the man who broke a dragon's heart.
We are also keeping our Russian music bed.
Classic.
Because... it is a classic, and we're very happy about that. And now to sing, here's Rob's mom.
You know, you she really much. Has, it's really a thing about perfect pitch with her.
Right. The Greek music is, you know, I don't know why we have the Greek music in here, but it's here,
well,
just in case.
Just in
I
case
think the last time we used this was the Costa Concordia, right?
This is the shipwreck bed.
The shipwreck bed, there it is. Now, we do have some new German music. This is for anything Germany that we have. Will be the mountains of Germany, raising the beer steins, you know?
This is,
a,
see that?
This is more northern Germany, Switzerland. Like,
and would anyone like to, Rob will give you the background on this particular... music bed, which adds a little bit of sizzle to it, in my humble opinion.
This is a song, an old song called On the Francis Mountains, and if you get to the vocal, this is the actual yodeling song used for the game Cliffhangers on The Price is Right. You know when the man climbs the mountain?
I know exactly what you're talking about, yeah.
So this actually, if we go a little longer with it, has a vocal?
Oh, yeah. I think we're very close, as a matter
Bob
of fact.
Bob Barker's there.
Well, I can sense a talk up anytime. Ladies and gentlemen, the vocal on WYRE.
Oh.
No, it's another post. It's a long little intro to this.
Eight
but,
posts on this thing.
Because you remember how Cliffhangers works, Mike. You have to guess the actual price.
And the guy goes up.
For every dollar you miss. There he goes.
Yeah.
I might have to edit that one. Might be doing some editing on that one today. Thank you very much. Appreciate that.
Is there any game on The Price is Right that you root for loss more? Because you want to see that man fall off the cliff.
Yeah. Absolutely. And then there's the tra-la-la guy. There he is. Just
always
a good time.
Now, one that I'm very, with all this talk about the name of our football team in the nation's capital, I felt it was essential to have a tribute to our Native Americans. So anytime that discussion comes up, we will be, you know, that's going to be in the news. So I figured I'd grab something, you know, brand new. Hope you enjoy that.
Now, did you buy that or did you go and gather that live?
I went to an actual reservation and recorded
Excellent.
It myself.
Good.
Hey, French people. Yes, of course. We have not forgotten you.
Yes
the Champs-Élysées, the Eiffel Tower. Yes. How about a nice croissant? And, of course, there is our music bed. For CAT 2014.
Oh, yeah.
It's coming up November 15th. We're selling tickets, people, but we're not selling enough tickets, so we want to sell more tickets. So tell your friends, tell your neighbors to get out there and buy tickets. 800-648-5010. Thank you. There we are. Thank you very much. We'll talk more about CAT later on. Now, the biggest change of the day and the entire purpose for me doing this opening of the show today is that... we are going away from the old-timey news, which was this, of course.
From around the globe, across the nation, looking through your neighbor's window.
I remember we made that.
We have a brand new news bed, and this has three particular elements. And so every time it's time for news you may not need, you, ladies and gentlemen, will hear this.
News.
Boo. Let me see if I can do that a little bit better. Here we go.
News.
News.
You know, they're almost in the same key.
Hold on. There you go.
The old stinger and the high-tech stinger are almost in the same key.
I actually love that.
Are you going to continue to use your swoosh, or will that element...
Oh, yeah. I'm going to use the swoosh.
Celebrated? Because I know that no one would ever get sick of hearing that third element between every story.
Oh, you mean like that's our first story, now for our second one.
Exactly!
Getting the levels right on
10,
this
10
here.
Wins.
So,
exactly. News you
all right,
ladies,
the clock on the wall says it's time for news you may not need.
News.
Boo. Why is the boo in there? I love it.
Rhymes with news.
Boo. There you go. So, Oscar, the actual answer,
I've been working hand over fist for years to get that boo into the fabric of the show.
News.
Every time I get news.
Hey, I'm really sorry, guys, but it seems that we have to start the show now. So, Oscar, what do you have to say to that?
Boo.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Since when do we lock this thing? Come on.
No, we can't go, dude. Sorry.
Holy crap. What happened?
You got pink eye.
You giving each other butterfly kisses or something?
Ha ha ha, very funny. That's not how you get pink eye. You get it from poo particles making their way into your ocular cavities.
Hey, Ben. Yo. How's it going? I farted on Jason's pillow as a practical joke. He farted on Jonah's thinking it was mine, and then eventually pink eyed my pillow. Not proud of any of this, but I think we've all forgiven each other. But we can't go anywhere.
Well, you can get pink eye from farting in a pillow?
Totally. Mm-hmm.
That's awesome.
Yeah, but you gotta be bare-assed.
Jesus, Martin got it bad. What, someone take a right in your eye?
No. No pink eye for me. I'm just really... Hi.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his easy chair, here's Mike.
Live from the Gabby Piper Studios in Herb Worldwide, this is the Mike O'Mara Show. We are powered by Encore Insurance Services. With over 24 million downloads heard daily at MikeO'MaraShow.com and exclusively over the air on the mighty 1630 KCJJ in the heart of the heartland. Go Hawks!
Hello from Mount Pleasant, Iowa, number 80, tight end Henry Krager Coble.
Henry Krager Coble. The Mike O'Mara Show is a daily podcast and radio show with the greatest listeners on the planet. Why?
Qua.
Because they get it. Our show today is brought to you by the Charity Hockey Classic. Hello, I'm Ned Ulock. I'm here to tell you about the Charity Hockey Classic. It's back. The 6th Annual Charity Hockey Classic, Saturday, October 25th at the Kettler Capitals Iceplex in Arlington, Virginia.
Beautiful.
The doors open at 11:30 a.m. It is a great afternoon of hockey that benefits an important cause, the Children's National Healthcare System. Children's National improves the health of children all around the world. And here's the best part of all, they never, ever, ever turn away a patient whether they can pay or not. So come have a blast while making a difference. If you like hockey, you can hang with the Caps. Official mascot, Slapshot. Go and poke him right in the snout.
Yeah,
go ahead and poke him right in his beak.
I have my picture with him. He's a great guy. Or gal.
Yeah, we don't know unless you rip his head off. The Red Rockers are going to be there. Also, members of the Mike O'Mara Show and the More Network, plus a few surprises. And on surprises, the nicest things to happen? Be like Ned Ulock. Go to the Charity Hockey Classic. A great afternoon, and kids are admitted free. All the details you need are at charityhockeyclassic.com. That's charityhockeyclassic.com. We'll see you there. Should be a wonderful afternoon, and we are happy to do it with our good friend Chris Yoko, who's
good
out
guy
there and is a big part of that, and it's a very important deal for him. So get out there. That's your deal.
Yeah,
make that your deal, Wade. Get out there. Thank you.
Great cause, too. You'll feel good helping people out. It's good stuff.
Oscar, that is a good cause, isn't
Boo.
It? Hey, there's no need for that.
Hey,
no.
It's
my arch nemesis.
Yeah, let's get started.
I was just playing with my soundboard. Sorry about that.
Oscar.
Yes.
Happy to be back, fellas.
Yeah, welcome back. You look good.
Rob, one last note on the soundboard. We're going to need something more funereal for Pony, because Pony's music, you gave me a traditional funeral dirge and it just doesn't have enough sizzle. So it's got to be more.
So more, you know, of a rock and roll funeral?
More of just downer music that's you know, downer music.
That's great.
Okay. All right, I can do this.
Not like this. No. That's not Pony music.
No, that's
Mac. The opposite of Pony music. Yeah.
Isn't that for Mac?
Oscar is back from Los Angeles, California, on the podcast fest that was going on
Festival.
Out there. Oscar, did you have a good time?
Yeah, gentlemen. I got home in one piece. Thank God I didn't go through O'Hare National Airport or whatever they call it.
Throw the book at that guy, by the way. Throw the book at that son of a bitch that was disgruntled because they were the thing I read is they were going to, the reason that guy went off, did you read why you know why he went off?
Why?
They were going to transfer him. You know where they were going to transfer him to?
Where?
Hawaii.
What?
I S you not. That's what I read. Now, it could be internet BS, but that's what I read, that the guy was going to be transferred to Hawaii, and that's why he was having a complete and total meltdown.
I hate and despise disgruntled employees. I wish more people were gruntled, Mike. I wish people were happy.
There are two.
We were dicks when we were fired, but we didn't go, you know, back in there and scream at everybody.
No.
Well, I
chop
tried.
Heads off and crap like
I
that.
I tried
Come
to
on.
Start a fire, but they had changed the key code.
There were two flights back to DC and Baltimore, and the gates were next to each other, and they're about 30 minutes apart, right? So I get to the airport at around 10 a.m. Get 2 hours of security, get through that. And then I look at the big board and I say, oh, well, Baltimore's on time because I'm doing a direct flight this time. If I hadn't done direct and I wanted to come into D.C., it would have been through Chicago.
Okay.
And I said, what's wrong with Chicago? That's just is delayed. And then an hour went by, still delayed.
Yeah.
And then I finally went online. I was like, oh, thank God I didn't go through Chicago.
The worst fire
Over
since 1908.
$100 million, I believe,
yep.
they were talking
what
about
a
in
disaster.
Losses. They were in the hundreds of millions
That's
of
tragic.
Dollars. That's what they were talking about. This one guy, and the way I understand this, and Pony might know more about this, the guy just like torched a crucial computer rack in the command center, and that did them in. That's what they're having to rebuild. Pretty astonishing.
Well, it's
really
lucky for the people that the one silver lining, Mike, is that O'Hare is such a beautiful airport. It's a great place to hang out.
Exactly. No better place. I when I see what's the code for O'Hare? Is it ORD or something
that
like
sounds
that?
Sounds about right. Yeah.
It's like it's ORD or something. Some nasty little wordplay. But I avoid Chicago because it's just busy a hub. It's you never know, and especially with the winter, you never know when they're going to get weather in there. So, so you got a nice little direct back from La La Land.
Got direct,
huh?
Took forever. Got direct though. Had internet on the plane. Got to do some work.
What airline did you fly? What carrier?
Southwest. That's what I fly, baby.
Well, that's his favorite. He loves standing in lines.
Oh no, it's fine.
Do they have the numbers where you stand?
Yeah,
on the numbers?
I check in. I set an alarm. I check in. I get AA something usually.
Sure.
So now I get a nice window.
You get something from Alcoholics Anonymous?
No. It's A, B, or C. If you're on the A list, you could probably you board first, so
yes.
You could probably get a window seat if you're lucky.
Do you have like points now? I mean, I would think you've got miles on Southwest where you can fly for free.
Yeah, but it's like your credit card. They never really. Do anything for you
yep.
unless you know
they
what I
never
mean?
Really do.
Like so, I try
you.
To look at my points to fly out to L.A. and I had all these blackout dates and I was like, well, I guess I got to pay for this.
We ought to get really Southwest Airlines as a sponsor for the Mike O'Mara show because Southwest Airlines is Oscar's favorite.
My
right.
go-to.
Well, because he loves driving to BWI.
$211. To see you in Fort Myers. You can't beat that.
You cannot.
No.
Is that what you're is that what you're paying to come
That's
down for the christening?
That's what my flight cost, yeah.
Yeah, but sadly,
ask what Rob's cost.
Yeah, mine cost $16,000.
It was like $450.
And it's business class.
Are you coming down direct? Are you a nonstop
direct.
Flight?
Direct, baby.
Rob, are you connecting?
Right now I'm falling apart. No, it is,
yeah,
it
he's
is a nonstop.
He's connecting. You're connecting.
No, I don't think
no,
so.
No, through Charlotte, I thought.
No,
you
I don't
me.
Think so. Is that it? Maybe I am. Maybe I'll be weekending in Charlotte. I don't know. There's so
I
many things.
You don't care.
I looked at
Did
Rob's
you make
itinerary.
The arrangements yourself? Did you make the arrangements yourself?
I did, and here's what I need to know. On Saturday, I get to the airport by 11, and
Rob
I
is so into coming
6.
Down to Florida. Rob is so into coming down to Florida, he's getting in at 6 o'clock at night. You know, it's like maybe you could have arranged a flight that landed at your bedtime, and then and a flight that left 15 minutes after the christening, but I appreciate
Could be.
You coming down.
Could be.
I truly
And you know,
I
Mike,
truly
you truly
do.
Are welcome.
God. Well, you coming in? You're coming in at 6. Are you not coming in at 6 o'clock at night?
Remember when I said, does this time work for you? And you said it would be great.
It just was fun. Well, I'm not going to tell you what your time is.
Well, no,
but
I mean,
just...
I want it to work for everybody. What do you think? I'm scheduling a flight to cause trouble?
No, I think you're scheduling a flight to minimize your time down here.
I was minimizing my cost, Mike, but I'm not driving.
Minimizing your cost?
Nor am I
paid $211, you paid $430.
Tell you what, put it on a postcard and mail it to me, and I'll burn it. The thing is I'm not driving to Baltimore.
I was going
to
wait.
I might as well drive to Charlotte.
I'm flying from National.
Ooh, I'm flying from National.
Well, your whole thing was BWI, and he is kind of shutting that point down. You've got to direct from
National.
Direct on Southwest.
To Fort Myers.
If I had waited to the last minute, maybe I would have gotten a deal as well.
No.
I've never seen Southwest.
At 6:30 in the morning.
Oh, that's also a problem. That's a problem.
He's going to be on the beach. Yeah. It'll be fantastic.
Face down.
I was going to wait till like the week before you guys were coming down, but
right.
I might as well lay this on you now.
Yes.
I told you that hotel you're staying at.
Yes.
It's not cheap, these rooms there.
Sure.
So,
I don't.
You guys are bunking together.
Oh, that'll be good. That'll be fine.
I'll make sure next and sully the place before Rob gets there. I'll have like 6 hours.
Yeah, Oscar has a game he likes to
You'll
play.
You'll have the whole afternoon there, yeah, Oscar. You can drink.
Off in both beds.
Oscar plays a game called Fire.
We have to edit that out.
We just have to bleep it.
Oh my god!
Because I believe the sentiment remains sincere.
You know,
are you guys cool with that?
Lose.
Are you cool with bunking together?
Of course.
Two nice queen beds.
Just two grown men. No big deal.
Sure.
Two nice queen beds.
Can you sleep with the sound of a CPAP machine?
I'm going to have to, apparently. Yeah.
Are you guys on the same flight heading out
by
any chance?
No. We're actually totally different solar systems.
But, Mike, I paid $211, and I said, well, what's the best way for me to get home so I don't inconvenience Mike going to the airport? My flight leaves just an hour before Rob's.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
all right.
Well, good to go.
You know what? After this segment, good luck getting a ride.
So, yeah, I'll tell you something. I'm looking forward to this, but it's very, very much on my mind. I don't talk about it a lot. But just because of the service itself, I've gone so full circle with being raised Catholic.
Right.
And then I was not religious for a very, very long time. And then you guys remember when I went down to Haiti and I talked about how that was kind of a spiritual environment down there. And then got up to Maine and started going because my family was rolling into this non-denominational chapel up there. And I've been doing the whole non-denominational thing for a long time and started going and kind of liked the whole community of it. And I thought it was kind of cool with our son being involved. And so Carla liked it as well. And when we got down here to Florida, Carla said, I want to start going to church. You know, we got a little guy here, not a bad structure to raise him in that environment. And I said, yeah, I'm down with that. And we ended up looking around and the place that I like, the website.
You were sold on a website.
And now it's Mike
Well, that's
O'Mara.
What it was. I didn't want, I liked what they said because you know what? You know what I'm about? I'm about inclusiveness.
Yes.
Right.
I am about inclusiveness and, with the world going crazy, I thought it might be nice to do that. And so we rolled over there.
Today on Sunrise Sermon, Mike O'Mara discusses togetherness. And now,
inclusiveness, not togetherness. Togetherness is something you do when you bunk at a camp together. I'm talking about inclusiveness.
Or when you're put in a hotel room with your business partner.
Yes.
They accept all major credit cards.
There will not be enough alcohol. Just PayPal. Guys, make sure you're not too hungover for the service on Sunday.
Oh,
that's the only thing I wanted to. But the thing is, we picked this place, and it's right around the corner. And it ended up being a really nice service, but it's there is a level of formality to it that did not exist in my previous place. But with the formality of what this place has, it doesn't have the same, how shall we say, fervency that you might see at other places.
If you will, the formality. I mean, what do you mean? Well, it's not like man mode of dress or
no. For example, there is a communion service every time
of course
you go to this church. There wasn't at the other place. At the other place I went to, and maybe this is because I am a fallen Catholic, and because when I went to the other place was like they had a bunch of guys in sandals and jeans that were up on the stage playing guitars, going, you know, and he's the one.
Those
he's
are fun
the
as
one.
Well, though.
Well, they, you know, as a matter of fact, I talked about that, but they brought that into our service this past Sunday. They had a little of that, and I am all for all types of worship, whatever floats your boat, whatever spiritualism, whatever spiritual path, you know, I don't care.
Acceptance.
Here.
I am really, that is my thing, is acceptance and tolerance. I just felt
What about the Wiccan?
The Wiccan, never been to one of the services. If they, as long as they don't put me like in a basket and hoist me up to the top of some, you know, giant straw man and light me on fire, I'm A-okay.
I went to a Wiccan service. It was weird. The weird thing was everyone in the pointy hats. That was the only thing that was distracting. But and also there
was a different meaning.
I went to the parking lot and there were just brooms. Everywhere.
Wiccan service. You're Wiccan good. You know, that is Wiccan good.
When you talk about communion services, I went to Methodist church a lot growing up with my grandfather, and they only did communion once a month. They did it the first
that's
Sunday
the Methodist,
of the month.
Right,
so
the
is
Methodist.
That sort of the deal? So they do
communion. Well, my kids were raised my kids were raised Methodist, so that was the way it was. But let's continue this. I will tell you, leading up to this, you guys are going to have to make yourselves available for one meeting where they're going to go over the rules. And it's,
I'll start writing the jokes now.
Okay, thanks. Oh, God.
Good evening, ladies and germs.
All right, blood's starting to run out of my face already. All right, we're going to take a break. We'll come back with more on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hey folks, Mickey Coachella here, and I would like to invite you guys to listen to my podcast, It's Mickey, and if you like to listen to fast-paced talk, occasional disagreements, and just all-around interesting stories, I think we're the right show for you. We can be heard right here on the More Broadcasting Network, or you can just go to itsmickey.com, that's itsmickey.com. So give us a listen and join in on the fun. If nothing else, you'll love laughing at what a moron I can be. That's itsmickey.com and It's Mickey on iTunes.
I really, you know, I know that they want to sell more razors at Harry's.com. I'm not sure coming in here every day and talking about the fact that I had a phenomenal shave with my Harry's razor. And I don't know how many shaves I've gotten out of this razor, but it's more than I can ever remember. And I'm loving it. And I love Harry's. And I think you're going to love Harry's, too. Let me just tell you that Harry's makes their own blades. They use their own German factory. And these are crafted blades by shaving experts. The result? Blades that respect your face and your wallet.
And
on
your
average.
Head, Mike. And
oh,
head.
That's right. Rob shaves his head all the time.
All the
that's
time.
True.
It's fantastic.
Do you use the Harry's moisturizing aftershave also on your head?
I do. It's fantastic. It makes my head feel so soft. I just want everyone to touch it.
Well, the thing is, what people don't realize about Rob, even though he's full grown, if you feel Rob's soft head, you might feel the soft spot.
Yeah,
which
the doctor
is
said
nice
my fontanelle
too.
Would close any day now.
They also have Harry's foaming gel. Look, you can save $150 a year just by using Harry's because their blades are so much more cost effective than the stuff that you get in the drugstore. So check it out. Your satisfaction is guaranteed. Here's what I want you to do. Go to Harry's.com now. Order anything you want there, and Harry's will give you $5 off your very first order. Just type in our code TMOS, that's HARRYS.com, and enter coupon code TMOS at checkout for this limited time offer and change the way you shave forever. I have, and as I told you, it motivated me to go out and buy that fog-free mirror, and I love my little shaves with Harry's. It really is the best. I shave beautifully
razors.
Now.
And also, you know, the packaging is beautiful, and it's not too early to start thinking about the holidays.
Yeah, get somebody get the little shaver in your house and shave kit. Anyway, welcome back to the show. So I put this on the list for a while now, the fact that you know, how churchy am I?
Yes.
And I think that let me tell you how far I've gone with this. I have gone this far. You know that I've been going to church on a weekly basis, which I have.
Check.
And we got into this. What's that? The most casual I've gone have been wearing some shorts and sandals.
Nice.
But normally I wear just like a regular dress shirt, untucked with khaki pants and some regular dress shoes.
Ever a tie?
No, don't wear a tie. Don't wear a suit. It's too hot down
here. Is this the ninth week? I think it might be. We're coming up on the ninth week.
Yeah, he's
I've been going
up on
for
the
a while.
20.
Well, here it is. Carla wanted to go. They have childcare, So it's really
a break for everybody.
It's a break for everybody. We go in there and they have a nursery there, and so
just like
we
a
enjoyed
casino.
That. Do they have a nursery at casinos?
At the finer casinos.
Do they really?
Oh, they have them.
I'm
yes.
sure they do. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do they really? That's disgusting.
That is.
That is the only
it's
thing.
As much I've never considered it.
But it's the
as
finest much of, fuzzy dice. Finest as fuzzy
a,
dice you can
as
find.
As much of a degenerate gambler as I am, I have always hated the fact that when I see kids in a casino, that to me makes me want to retch.
Yeah.
That is to me where you draw the line. If you can't get child care or you can't get coverage or you can't take grand, when I see kids running around a casino, that just that's nasty. I don't think that's an environment for kids.
My cousin Patrick's first words were not mama or dada. It was don't hit on a soft 16.
That was the sound of me trying to drink some water right there. So going to church, though, because they have the child care, and the pastor had this really cool, inclusive manner about him, and it just was fine. And it made me, forget the fact that, that I'd been, anybody that's ever been a Catholic and gone to a Catholic church and then you get married and get divorced, they basically tell you to go scratch.
Yes.
They really do. They can doll it up all they want to and they can make it sound fine. But, and I know the Catholics in our audience are going to say, Mike, if you do this, if you do this, if you do, I'm not going to do this and this and this and
you
this.
You don't want to go
going
through the annulment.
I'm not going to annul my marriages because of the rules. I'm not going to do that. So, being part of something that's inclusive has been very, very cool for me.
Right.
And so I've started to go. Have I changed who I am? No, I have not. It's just something where, when Carla was away, it was my chance during the week to actually interact with other people. And so when the time came, you can just show up and you can hang out.
It's a group atmosphere.
Or you can take it to the next level, which means you can become a member of the congregation.
Ah.
And I have chosen to be a member
of
the congregation.
Oh, nice.
Excellent.
How much does that cost?
Thank you. That's $3,000. No, it's not money. Mr. Santana, money has not even been
discussed.
They don't
hit you on the front end.
No, but if you want to get the tote bag.
Well, to be honest with you, I went to that one church where the people had sandals and guitars.
Yes.
And when they started the whole thing, he did like a whole sermon on tithing.
Yeah.
And don't like that. Don't like that.
When do we get the Virgin Mary in your front lawn?
Oh, statuary?
I'm not going there, baby.
Why not?
I'm not going there.
You can go
nice
lighter. I mean, you could do something a lot easier, like St. Francis of Assisi. He dug animals.
Yeah.
He looks
yeah.
good in the backyard.
Guess what we're having Sunday?
Ooh.
Ham.
No.
What?
Well, first of all, I'm not going to make it, so I'm not going to be here, unfortunately. But because I'll be driving back to Florida
right
on Sunday.
Oh,
but I'd love to be. It's the blessing of the animals.
Oh my
God!
Oh,
that's awesome.
You get to bring your pets to church and have them blessed.
Dog church. Hey, you know what this Sunday is?
It's
going to
be a doggy church.
Hey, you go to dog church.
It's going to be a doggy church.
Hey, Matt. Hey.
It's going to be a. Play the organ music again. That'll
they
make this.
They are so lucky because Frankie and Beluga will be the only ones that drop a deuce in that church.
Right.
That's just how they roll.
Yeah, it's right.
Frankie, Neil.
Hey, but because
don't drink that water.
Because it's South Florida, they said no poisonous animals.
Of course,
don't bring in your poisonous snakes to this. But
it's like the Ark.
Snake handling's another church, isn't it?
What's that?
Handling the snakes, that's a different church.
Yeah, that I wouldn't be about.
No,
that.
You got to go to dog
I'd
church,
be.
Mike.
But here it is. I don't begrudge anybody with what they do, and for me, it's just it's there. There are days when I'm in there that I'm engaged, and there are days that I'm in there where I drift away, and I'm kind of like,
playing Angry Birds.
Just in my head, yes. Playing Angry Birds in my head.
How is the structure of the service? Is it rigidly structured? Can
yes.
you follow? The one thing I always liked as a kid, when you'd get the bulletin, the program, I liked sort of almost like checking off the events as they happened because you knew how close you were to
counting
getting
down,
out of there.
Counting down.
As, and as the numbers got smaller,
hits
got bigger.
I don't know if the little pamphlet they give you has that much detail to it.
That's what I'm wondering, yeah.
You mean, so you could like just go right down and you'd know how close you were to getting sprung.
Yeah, but it was always rough. And I remember this as a kid, is when they'd get to the sermon, or as the Catholics would say, the homily. That is really, that can be lengthy, or it can be short.
Yeah.
Or
if you got a guy that really likes to flap his gums.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, the thing they had this past week was two guys that came in, and the homily was a musical performance.
Oh, that's
where they,
nice.
Where they were
was
just
it,
singing
Was it the
some
Smothers
songs.
Brothers?
Originals
they were
or
like
covers?
They were almost like the Smothers Brothers.
Oh, so not funny.
Yeah. Hey, the Smothers Brothers had their moments.
No, I kid. I love the Smothers
Brothers. They were funny on occasion.
Yeah, the yo-yo thing kind of lost me. But what, I
was,
the
what was their topic? What was the bit?
The bit.
They did.
I don't remember. I wish I did.
I remember what it
Sorry.
Was. Didn't they play He Said? They played He Said, She Said.
Who's on first?
That's what I'm telling you.
Yeah. But it's...
Jesus yeah. got a double.
Oh, let me see. What else can I tell you about it? We wear name tags.
What? Oh, do you yeah. use your real name or do you use an assumed name?
Now, what's that What? Now, what's that reaction for? The? Tell me,
name
Powerade.
Tags.
What's that? What Name tags, yes. What's you got a problem with name tags?
I mean, is everybody new?
Well, Oscar is accustomed to going to environments where everyone knows him.
It's just something. It's when you walk in and it's like the guy says, "Hey, Mike, how you doing?" And I kind of like that.
My name is Mike.
Hi,
my name
is Mike.
Yes, my name is Mike.
Do you ever change your name?
It promotes, you know, fellowship. It promotes community.
Okay, that's fair.
What if you wrote a tag that said disc jockey? Podcaster.
DJ.
WWO. You know what? Now, this is what we should do. This is the
They know that. The powers that be know that I happen to be
famous
in the business of show. Not
this,
famous.
This is the sort of soft sell that really works, and you really wouldn't be breaking rules. What if you said, hello, my name is www.mikeomarashow.com.
Ah, see?
And
then you'd
way,
be really
and you know
promoting.
What? Also, a great conversation starter.
I really have to start rethinking this
and
whole thing.
And every week you change your name. Like, next week it'll be Cat 2014.
Exactly.
Yeah, because we'll get a lot of pull out of that parish.
Hey,
yeah, a lot of
know.
People.
Do you
yeah,
do the man. Sign?
Hey, look at those first three rows of 85-year-old people. Isn't that terrific?
That's why they have to wear name tags.
Exactly.
Because they forget.
And big letters.
Wow,
I'm
that makes
terrible.
Sense.
I was walking the dog today, and I met this woman. I've met her 10 times. And
Does she
I
go
said
to,
your name
to
again,
church?
And I wouldn't be able to tell. I wouldn't know.
Oh,
she no. doesn't go to church.
She's
I wouldn't be able to tell you. I wouldn't be able to tell you now.
Maybe
exactly
she should wear
I mean.
The name tag.
Exactly. Or a t-shirt.
We should all, you know, we should all have t-shirts with our names on.
Now,
really
church shirts for dog church. Now, do you the sign of peace?
Yes, we do. We do.
Do
and
they
we
overblow
do
it? Do they do
yes.
Because what I don't like.
It's crazy.
I've
it's
been
crazy.
To churches where people
it's
leave
like five,
their seats.
Five or you meet five rows.
Yeah, and they have to like go and work the aisles.
Yeah.
It's like a Wayne Newton
yeah,
show.
Yeah, the guy comes down.
Oh,
I usually
no.
I in the Catholic Church Leno. We used to go right, left, front, back. That was it.
Yeah,
you were
that's
covered.
How, that's how
this
I roll.
Way you go through a lot of different people. And I actually felt like the guy directly in back of me kind of blew me off. And then I was standing there
because
well,
no
I turned to
you,
him
though.
And I extended my hand to give him the handshake and he turned away. And then he was shaking everybody's hand in like the row in back of him. And I was just standing there like a schmuck and I felt a little ill.
Maybe he's hazing you because you're new.
Or
no, I don't think so. It didn't look like the hazing type, Oscar.
Do you think he'll be there next week? Because the next time you go, wouldn't it be great if when they offer the sign of Christ's peace, you hugged him?
It's they don't call it the sign of Christ's peace.
They don't? What do they call it?
They you
it's
know,
a sign
know,
of the cross,
peace.
I thought.
It's like we greet
peace
each other,
be with
you. Know.
Sometimes
peace
I
be
say,
with you. That's
but
what
I said, offer some sign of Christ's peace, they do that.
Okay, but you
they
have to,
that.
Why are you putting your little evangelical
that's
thing
what
out,
it's
like
called.
That.
That's what
the
it's called in some
peace.
Houses.
When's the last
worship?
Time? When's the last time you popped in?
To a church?
Yes.
Hmm.
Hold on just a second.
Wait. You want to take some time?
Yeah, I would.
All right, very good.
I'll tell you mine.
I remember. It was last night. It was Holy Day of Obligation.
I think it's
be
been
there.
6 months.
6 months for you?
Yeah, probably.
I think it's been about 2 years. I know that the entire family went when Big Daddy got his church window dedicated at his church. And I think that was the
so
last
you're
time.
Gonna, so when you walk into mine, it's going to be...
the what sound of flames?
Yeah. We'll be on fire when we walk
what
in.
What are they doing in here?
Oh,
get out. Get out.
I think it's
get
nice
out.
That you're going to church.
Yeah, it is. And you know
why
what?
Not?
It's an important part of society. Our country was built on that.
Well,
I mean,
the
it's
thing
not
is,
as important in current society.
Is it church and then Culver's? Is that your go-to on Sundays?
What did I do on Sunday? I'm trying to think what I did.
Because
usually the first thing, first of all, I was telling you I'm joining the congregation.
Yeah,
so
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Not only did I go to a slightly over an hour long service,
oh.
but then about an hour and 20 minutes of
initiation.
The, education afterwards.
Like
which
Sunday
was,
school.
And that, incidentally, that was the clincher for me was that because I was nervous as hell about going in there and having to, you know, do because I remember it from the days of the Catholic Church
yeah, yeah.
where they give you kind of like a quiz, you know, you got to go through that. This was
is it like
1 hour.
Sunday school or like
he went around,
something
he,
to get into
nope.
the church?
He it was you're just you find out all about the church and what it's all about and the way it worked. He went around and he asked everybody if they had any questions. There were six questions. He answered all six questions. We were done. That was great. It was fantastic.
Oh, like a client,
got a little pamphlet with some reading material that we may or may not read. We don't have to. And we were out the door. It was very.
Do they offer? Nice. And oftentimes this is before the service. Do they offer a Sunday school type deal?
I think so. Yes, I think the kids are very much involved with that.
For grown-ups, though, I mean, an adult Sunday school.
I don't think so. If there is, I'm not necessarily really. You know, I'm doing what I'm doing. I'm going to three of these. I got three of these classes, and then I think I'm pretty much good to go.
What might be nice if this really starts to work out.
You guys will like it. The whole place, you know what it looks like, Oscar? It looks like if you were in New Mexico.
Yeah.
It looks like if you were like a little. It's got kind of that Adobe look to it. It's very bright. It looks like it would be in some. It looks like it would be a parish somewhere in the South. West.
Actually,
really
the church is a converted Taco Bell. What they did is they multipurposed the
You're going to go to hell.
No, I'm worried.
You know, I'm not worried about him. I'm worried about you. I'm worried about you, Rob.
Worried about his cholesterol.
The problems are multifold.
I'll tell you, when Rob comes down, there will be one trip with just Rob and I, and we will go to Culver's.
That's right.
Are you guys, good luck in the hotel room after that. Are you guys losing weight for this live show or what?
I don't think I've lost any weight. All I'm trying to do is get healthier. I didn't even want to talk about it, what I'm doing, but I am.
You're doing something.
Getting up and moving again. I did a mile and a half yesterday and a mile, about 1.7 miles this morning before the show.
And is that on the motorcycle?
No, just taking a little power walk around the neighborhood. That's it.
What is the opposite of a starvation strike?
What is that?
That would be what I'm doing. Gluttony? I'm just indulging. Yeah, gluttony. That's it. Gluttony. Hey, you know what? That's a sin. I can talk to your guy about that.
You know, you look good today, Rob. You look really good.
Not from this angle.
Yeah.
You're lying. We'll take a break. We'll come back with more fun and more thrills on the Mike O'Mara Show. God bless you, everybody.
This is Rob Ford.
Oh, hi,
for
Rob.
For FanDuel. 4 weeks into the NFL season, and it's time to assess my fantasy team. Personally, some weeks have been good, and some weeks have not been so good. But I never worry about the past, because FanDuel.com is weekly. What happened last week doesn't matter. I can reset my team every week and play for real money at FanDuel.com. I aspire to be like Chris Prince. He's won over $656,000 at FanDuel.com. FanDuel.com has no season-long commitment, no upfront fees. Entry fees start at just $1, and the money is real.
Hey, Rob.
FanDuel is paying. Yes, hello, Rob.
Can you use your DJ voice for the rest of the spot?
FanDuel, yes, here it goes. One, two, three. FanDuel has no season-long commitment, no upfront fees. Entry fees start at just $1, and the money is real. FanDuel is paying more than $10 million every single week this NFL season. So get started today and win. Just click the microphone in the upper right hand and use the code TMOS. The first 50 to use the TMOS code get their deposit matched up to $200. This offer ends soon. FanDuel.com, where every week of the new season. That's FanDuel.com.
When does the offer end?
Pardon me?
When does the offer end?
Every week of the new season. That's FanDuel.com. FanDuel.com. Sign up today.
Mike. Have you talked to Rob about projecting or...
You mean as far as his diction and stuff like that?
Just as... I think he tries to do a DJ voice. Look, the guy is the hardest working guy on the crew, right?
He's fantastic.
If Rob Ford... Look, here's the bottom line with Rob Ford.
How do you feel, Mac?
If Rob Ford... if both my boys, if
oh,
Rob
Mac's
Ford
kid,
and
too.
Mac, if Mac and Rob Ford don't know that we like them, then they don't know what like is. Because the fact is, we like Mac and we like Rofo.
Right.
We like both of them, and we like them for the same reason. They got their quirks. If they were like who's the guy who's the news reporter for NBC, Rob, that does Peter Alexander?
Yes, okay.
If these guys came in and they were Peter Alexander, you know that we would hate them.
Yeah,
and you know that they wouldn't be long. We never want interns that are guys that we're going to want to say we want to get rid of. We like guys that are kind of, you know, not part of the norm, not part of the mainstream. So I love both our guys. I like Mac and I like Rofo.
If you take personality out of it, now what's the legend of Dracula is that he cannot be seen in a mirror, right? That's what they say. A vampire cannot be his,
can't do it.
His reflection yeah. cannot be captured. I feel that Rob Ford has a relationship with a microphone that Dracula has with a mirror. There is no microphone that can capture his voice.
But we have to help
so he can so he can't project.
Life, in real life, he's like, "Hi, how you doing?"
Yeah, I'm like, "Hey,
hey,
I'm
hey
like,
you know
right,
what?
No, no,
yeah.
we're all ready Both? To go." And then he gets on microphone and he sounds like. We've got a group quarterback, and we're going to go with Philip Rivers. And I'm looking at him, and the gain is up, and the level's up, yeah. and he's talking right into
I
it,
see
and it just
Rob,
doesn't capture.
He puts it at the max level. He's like, is this guy talking? He's like pushing all the buttons. All the
well, Mac does the same thing, and it's just we can't get the boys to project.
Well,
that's the
Mac,
problem.
Mac's voice is captured. Mac's voice is just quiet. Yes. Mac, remember when you yelled as loud as you could and it sounded like a normal human in a library?
Yeah.
Yeah. Talk to Mike and see his voice will be captured. Watch.
Hello, Mike.
See?
See? That's
yeah,
nice.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So
a
you're
little,
saying Rofo
verbose,
is.
But
Rofo's you're like saying, this. He's like, hi, Mike. Hi, Mike. But he's close. He's close. So it's. Hi, Mike.
Yeah, he's doing it exactly right, and what we hear
oh,
is...
So you want to do it like that?
We've got the Kansas City defense. Why is it not picking up? So he's an audio vampire.
And we're rooting for him. And,
so
right. And that's why, like, a couple of times when he did his report, I said, are you doing a DJ voice? I don't know what's
Something
happening
Something is
here.
Garbled. I looked to see if there was a handkerchief over the phone, like in an old movie. Like, he's disguising his voice.
Well, perhaps if he is going to scream at the top of his lungs, it would come out like, that's why I'm using FanDuel.com.
Whoa.
You know what? It was a step in the right direction.
We'll find out.
It's not the
yeah,
destination,
we'll
but it's a
tomorrow
step.
Tomorrow we got
to
find out.
It, we'll find out tomorrow. How are you, Mac? And we haven't talked to you in a while. How are your How are your diseases?
They're still the same. I mean, there's nothing better, nothing worse.
Okay.
That's good.
They're holding tight.
Yeah. I mean, they won't go away, but I'm dealing with it.
All right. Have we ever enumerated his diseases?
Not on the air.
All right, do you mind talking about them?
I can do that, sure.
Okay. How do you want to go? Do you want to go from worst to first?
Yeah. How do you rank them? What are
well,
the power
I don't
want
to do that. I don't want to do that. I'm sorry. I'm having a good show. I'm no. sorry. Mac, yeah. I hate to video. I hate to veto that.
Show
Perhaps
killer. Show, killer.
Show killer.
Show
killer.
I really
killer.
Think.
Show
you know,
killer. Show killer. So close.
Another yes. time.
On another day, we will probably deal with your. You look. He's come in here and he's offered up. He said, "I'd like to talk about this
that
because
was
it would help."
Ago.
Just can you list? All right. Now I'm feeling guilty.
No, it's fine.
Let
You're
me tell
doing
you
the right thing.
You know
You're
how
doing
I often,
the right
I know
oftentimes
I am.
In
yes.
the past when you throw it to Mac and I say, "Please don't do this. Please
yes,
don't
I
do
know.
This." I think this, and I'm going to put my reputation, my gut on the line.
This
I
is
think,
the time?
I think today is the day.
Oh, no.
Don't you think?
I don't think so.
Really?
No.
All right,
one Mac
is going to be right.
Yes. We're going to lead you through this, Mac. you wanted to talk about, now, how many conditions do we want to talk about today?
You're there.
Oh, it's all, okay.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Remember, hey, I have let your lips touch it.
Yes.
Right away. You know, does he have
Great
headphones
start.
On?
Yeah, he has those stupid green headphones yeah. on.
Okay. All right. It's, you know, usually when you hear, oh, that means, yes, your headphones are effing on and you can talk. Thank you.
See, already
so,
I'm right.
All right. So what are the conditions that you have?
I have three conditions. I have Addison's disease, vitiligo, and alopecia.
Okay, you know these, right? I mean,
yeah, the alopecia is one that's not a that's a new one.
Okay, discuss with us Addison's disease. That has nothing to do with the show Moonlighting.
No, it's caused by an autoimmune disease. It's pretty much my body does not produce cortisol, that is the stress hormone.
Okay,
so I need to take medicine to replace it. I don't know why you're playing.
Can I have a vial?
Music.
Can I have a vial?
I just
of your
it was
blood?
Kind of you melancholy. Say, it was kind of melancholy.
You don't create stress.
My body doesn't produce the hormone that deals with stress. So when I get stressed, my body starts to shut down.
Oh,
so that's why you got
no.
off Wall Street.
Now, when you hold on a second. When you're talking about stress, you're talking about physical stress.
Both.
Like, right?
Any type
you, like,
of stress.
Any type of stress.
Yeah,
like right now,
or
are you feeling are yeah. you feeling it right now?
I'm
all?
A little shaky.
Okay. All right.
No, but
so
that's good.
I mean, but I just, it's pretty much when you're stressed, your body produces cortisol. Now, I just have to mentally gauge it and then take the cortisol orally.
Yeah.
When,
well, let me ask you this. And this is a legitimate question. When you came to me and you said, I'd like to talk about the different conditions, I said, I'd be willing to do that. You started up there, hey, if you ever need some content? And I thought it was very generous of you.
Yeah.
Let me ask you this. Did you do that because you felt that you were in an okay environment now, that you knew us well enough and you trusted us? Is that why? Was that
yeah,
a process for you?
Yeah, I mean, I like it here. I mean, I want to put it out in the open.
Educate people.
Yeah, and I mean, just
and it might get him laid.
Maybe.
I get him.
That's the end goal.
And goal. Look at that.
Yeah, there
it is. Goal. Nice.
Are you born with Addison's? Do you catch it?
You catch it. Like I said, it's autoimmune. My antibodies attack my adrenal gland, which is where the cortisol is.
So it's nothing you did and nothing you didn't
JFK
do.
Had it. JFK had Addison's.
John F. Kennedy
disease.
Did
you know that?
It. Yes.
It's right. Like,
well,
it's
I hope
like,
for a happier ending for Mac.
It's like they're they're shooting an episode of Game of Thrones in your body.
Kind of. Yeah. But it's not always active. It's
a Rob. What? Rob is such a total ass.
Why?
He really is. I hope for a happier ending.
Well,
Rob just
that.
Made an assassination joke.
You know what?
JFK assassination.
Too soon. And I regret saying that.
Yes, thank you.
We'll try it again next year.
So is Addison's the one where the stress affects it?
Yes. That's. And then the second one is vital.
Hold on. What about the medication? Is it a pill?
Yeah, it's just 20 milligrams in the morning, 10 at night of cortisone.
And so is it something that you take consistently or do you
every day.
Do you self-prescribe if you're going into a really tense situation?
Yeah, it's well, I take it every day no matter what. And
right.
Then I double the dose if it's a high-stress situation, triple it if it's I'm like very sick
there's
or anything.
So cortisone, I would imagine taking cortisone that much,
cortisol.
Does that have
cortisol?
Cortisol. Cortisol.
Right.
Okay, so taking cortisol, does that have side effects?
No. It's because my body doesn't produce it, so it's really just replacing it.
So question, there's a photograph of you on your fabulous Facebook page of you parachuting
yes.
or skydiving. Now, that is not a calm situation. How many pills did you take before you jumped out of the plane?
Two.
So almost
Two.
Normal. Or
yeah,
did you
it's,
double up?
Yeah, it's, I mean, adrenaline still works fine, so.
All right, let me ask the question sure. this way. What is the Addison's disease where the body can't be stressed or you can't be stressed? What is the situation where in your life, obviously, I'm sure you've had good times and bad. Is there any time you remember where you were really out of whack because of that disease and it really, I don't want to say that it almost killed you. I hope that didn't happen. But is there any other time where it really got to you?
Well, before I was diagnosed with it, I mean, I had it, but I didn't know I had it. The first sign was when I got sick. I was on vacation in St. Croix, and I got sick. And
yeah,
I
very tense life. There.
I mean, it was a normal bug that was going around the island, but I was put in the hospital for 18 hours.
Mm.
Just
in
low
a row?
Blood pressure. Yeah.
Okay.
So you got sick, and because of your disease, Addison's disease, you reacted to what was probably just a simple virus, a cold or a flu or a stomach flu, and you reacted violently to it.
Oh, yeah.
What were the symptoms?
Nausea, vomiting, and diarrhea.
Mm-hmm. And low blood pressure, you said?
Low blood pressure, yes.
Mm-hmm. Might have led with the blood pressure if I was telling the story, but diarrhea also great.
Mm-hmm. Now, the worst part, the week before I was diagnosed...
You're going to have to find your way to the bathroom, man. I am in St. Croix with diarrhea.
Go ahead.
Rob, you have to find some Calypso music.
The yeah, week before I was diagnosed, another part with it is sick.
This boy is very sick.
I mean, I pretty much was getting sick every morning.
Every morning.
In St. Croix?
No. Throughout the, 6 months before I was diagnosed.
Oh, okay.
I would be sick.
Like you were getting sick to your stomach?
Yeah, every single morning.
Hey, man, you're on the islands, man. Irie, come on, have a nice rum punch, man. How you doing there? Yes, Irie. Okay, hey, look at that boy. He's coming out both ends. Hey, you're going to die soon if you don't get that way.
Shake, Sinora, shake your body liner.
It was a scary
sorry,
year.
Mac. All right, so 6 months you.
Oh man, your blood pressure—it almost don't register. Oh man, look at that. That's a fever, man.
Yeah, the cuff keeps slipping off, man.
Ooh, that's terrible, man. So you were sick for a long time.
Yeah, about 6 months to a year. But the thing that really put it over the edge and how I initially got diagnosed was another thing with it is fatigue. So the week before I was diagnosed, I was so fatigued, I could not go up a flight of stairs. I would have to go up half the flight of stairs, sit down and take a breath, and then go up the second half.
And that's
were you
not
freaked
normal?
Out? I mean, as a young guy, are you freaked out
guy.
At that point? Do you go, my God, this is not right? Or
yeah,
I mean, had you just gotten used to feeling like crap and you didn't think it was that big a deal?
The morning sickness, yes. I mean, I went to many doctors. They were saying it's pretty much, I mean, they couldn't diagnose it. They were just saying I get sick
that
often.
Sucks. Did I anyone, hate it when
did,
that
when did
to
they
people.
Rule out with the morning sickness? When did they rule out pregnancy?
Well, 9 months.
It took a while.
Yeah.
I had to do a few tests.
I think that's good. A young, sexually active boy like yourself sitting on the middle of the steps, dude, catching your breath.
So when you started taking the cortisol after they diagnosed, was it a new lease on life for you?
Oh, yeah. Definitely. That's
How fast did it happen?
Next day.
Oh, that's great.
Isn't it great when doctors, who's the doctor that gave you the diagnosis that saved your ass?
Don't remember her name.
So this is a long time ago that this happened.
Yeah, about 2 years ago.
Dr. Gratitude, Mike, is the name.
I was just with so many doctors I can remember.
That's fair.
That is.
So that's the Addison's disease, and what are the other maladies that you have?
Vitiligo, that Michael Jackson had that.
That's the skin disease,
And typically shows in the hands. There's none of my hands. It's all about my face. It's right around my eyes and my forehead.
Anybody around your junk?
No.
All right.
Wow. I mean, that's what Michael had.
I'm not sure.
I am a gay American.
I'm not sure why Oscar had to ask that.
That's what happened in the Jackson trial that just talked about his vitiligo junk. And I was like, all right.
Yeah, the vitiligo junk you can also see in the Japan River.
Now, that's just a kind of a skin thing that you deal with. And
there's no other effect of it. It's really just cosmetic.
And it's mild because I don't ever really notice it.
It's because my forehead is the worst part, and that's why I grew my hair out.
Oh,
just to cover it.
And for people who have not had the pleasure of seeing Mac, his haircut is sort of like the Beatles were in Rubber Soul. Sort of almost like a modified bowl cut. You cover
it's his look.
That's a good cut for you, though. I do need a haircut now.
But you know what? I think you also mentioned you wear a beard to cover some of it, too.
Yeah, there's also a spot on my cheek.
It doesn't look like you're trying to disguise yourself or anything. It's a good look
for you. Yeah, good-looking kid.
Yeah. But the thing is, so anytime you're a kid and you're growing up with something like that, it's tough. I'm sure it's been a difficult deal for you, but yes, kids can be cruel. And I'm sure, did you experience kids being cruel, or have kids been by and large pretty cool to you?
With the vitiligo, I was just diagnosed about 6 months to a year ago. So the cruelest
anyone's ever been is when I asked you about your junk.
Probably.
What's the third one?
What's the third one, Matt?
It actually was. It's alopecia. It's pretty much like vitiligo, but with hair, and that's actually showing up on the beard. It's pretty much bald spots.
That's not so bad.
It's very mild.
So
right now.
I think, really, you know what? I know that you've got the Addison's, and that has to be treated.
Yeah.
And you don't want to get stressed, but you're medicated for that. And now, are you feeling as healthy as you have since all this stuff started? Are you feeling better?
Oh, yeah, definitely. The only real downside of Addison's disease is, one, if I get sick, I get very sick.
Mm-hmm.
And two, I have a much higher chance of getting type 1 diabetes.
Mm. Well, you know, look at Rob.
Well, yeah. So do I. Yeah. and you know what? We are more alike than different. I have
does
alopecia
mean, well, just
on the
out
top
of curiosity,
of my
does
head.
This mean we're going to have to take a doctor to Reno?
No,
they got great doctors.
Also,
out there.
What I've learned is, look, you got kind of a bad hand out, right? And if you're going to get bad hands, not so bad in the long run. Like, you found a cure for what you went through with Addison's, and the vitiligo is not as bad as it could be.
Correct.
And as far as your beard is concerned, I mean, geez, a lot of guys have bald spots in their beards, can't even get there, you know?
Question, and I'm not busting balls here, I'm just curious, have you ever considered using like a little bit of makeup to even out the tones on your face?
I've thought about it. It's not worth it right now.
Okay.
As a matter of fact, you stay true to yourself there, okay, Mac? Don't listen to Bruce Jenner over there with the big shirt. You don't go for the makeup. You don't need that type of stuff. Incidentally, great story. Phenomenal story about Bruce Jenner in News You May Not Need Today.
Oh, cool.
I think you're going to really, really love that. There's a little tease. So overall, do you feel, and here's the big question. This is the super deluxe big question for our intern, Mac. Mac. And Rob, good call. It has been an intriguing segment with him.
And we need to end it soon, but it's gone well.
Has being on the Mike O'Mara Show improved your health?
Yes, definitely.
Yeah. That's the answer we wanted. Isn't he a good boy? Isn't he a good boy? That's fantastic.
Mentally as well.
And I love the fact that he's been diagnosed, so he can't blame the hair loss on us.
He's just pulling it out. You're a good man, Mac. We love having you here.
Buddy.
You know
Thank
that.
You
and that was very brave of you, really. That took some balls, and I respect that tremendously. And he's a good guy. Ladies, if you want a nice little catch, this is a – I have a feeling someday he's going to be running a company somewhere. Yeah.
You have daughters?
I have daughters. That's true. Let's not get crazy, okay? All right, thanks, Rob. I appreciate that. Yeah, you're on my list now. We'll take a break, come back with News You May Not Need on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Do you
care about technology.
Disfruta cuando la tecnología y el entretenimiento se unen.
You should care about Tech 411.
Echa un vistazo a la serie 411 en la tecnología más broadcasting network.
You can find it at morebroadcasting.com. Or on iTunes.
Suscribirse al programa en iTunes o Cocedoras.
We're not gay.
Son como dos hadas.
What does gay have to do with this? You bigot. You should listen.
It's a good show. Seriously. Please. Thank you.
Tech 411.
Oh, Mark Acerta.
Love it.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Love a new promo from you guys.
I work it out.
Okay.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Sleep Number Beds. I love my Sleep Number bed. You will too. My mom-o, 94 years young, boys, and enjoying her brand new Sleep Number bed up in Boston, Massachusetts. She loves it. She's using different sleep numbers to tweak it and get her sleep number setting, and she's really having a great time.
Mike, in the store, they told me I was a 30, but when I got home, I turned it up to a 40, and that seems to be working.
She's
for me.
Crazy. You know how she's golfers crazy. Try to always golf their age?
Yeah.
Maybe you should try to sleep your age. Has she tried 94 yet?
She's a maniac, Rob. The Sleep IQ technology uses sensors to track and optimize your sleep. It'll give you the best night's sleep ever. It's the smartest bed in the world. It is. You'll wonder how you slept without it. My sleep number setting is an 80. Carla's is an 85. There's only one place in the world to find the sleep number bed with Sleep IQ technology, and that is a sleep number store. Come in right now, and you'll find the C2 Queen mattress with Sleep IQ technology. It starts at just $999.98. No better sleep. Find your sleep number setting today at any of the 450 sleep number stores nationwide. You can find one near you by calling 800-511-0061. And don't forget to tell them that Mike O'Mara sent you.
News.
What was that?
News.
Thank you very much. Here we go, boys.
Yay!
Former actress Amanda Bynes was arrested early Sunday morning on suspicion of driving while under the influence of a drug. That's according to authorities on Monday. Bynes is 28. She was stopped by a California Highway Patrol officer after she stepped in the stopped in the middle of an intersection in the Sherman Oaks neighborhood of L.A. around 4 a.m. That's a bad time. Mm. Nothing good happens after midnight, pals.
This one's a mess anyway, this Bynes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She stayed clean for like 12 months.
Didn't she set a driveway on fire?
She did that. Yeah, that was more like 2 years ago.
Yeah,
well,
down
she was
airport.
Determined to be under the influence. The release states that Bynes, who has had a series of driving-related arrests, was cooperative but appeared disheveled when she was taken into custody.
Wow.
The one-time actress remains on probation for a 2012 case filed after she clipped an L.A. County Sheriff's patrol car. Man, this is the train wreck of train crash. Yeah. She was arrested for a DUI at that point. Bynes pleaded no contest to alcohol-related reckless driving in February, so she's got a long way to go, it sounds like. Yeah.
And what's sad is she... Excellent choice, Mike. What's sad is she never had the career highs of a Lohan. She's just a mess.
Yeah.
Donald Trump got seriously punked on Twitter when someone tweeted him an old picture of an innocent-looking couple along with the following message. It said, "My parents who passed away always said they were you were a big inspiration. Can you please retweet for their memory?"
Oh,
well,
dear.
Donald, because he has a massive ego, he granted the request, not knowing that the picture was actually of Fred and Rosemary West, a pair of British serial killers who were convicted in the torture, rape, and murder of at least 11 young women and girls.
No.
I'm trying not to laugh
so
at this,
wrong.
But you have to. Wow. It is so wrong. They were caught in 1994. Fred committed suicide before his trial, and Rosemary is serving a life sentence. Donald wasn't happy. He tweeted, quote, "I thought I was being nice to somebody, re their parents. I guess this teaches you not to be nice and trusting. Sad."
Sad? So it was nice, it was kind, it was
good.
Yeah,
it was good. "This is bad, trusting, sad."
How did he find
out? He added, quote, "Maybe I'll sue." He's such an
a-hole.
He truly is Donald Trump. I went online and looked at the picture, and the picture, they look like serial killers. With all the rumors about Bruce Jenner wanting to be a woman,
yes,
and I hope we can grab this picture from Radar Online. They fanned the female flames yesterday with some very interesting pictures of Bruce. I was looking at these. If you can bring them up, Oscar. The pics show Bruce walking with his daughter. I don't know which one, Tito, Marlon. I'm not sure which daughter he's walking with. And under his T-shirt, he appears to be wearing a sports bra, and he has what appears to be some little baby breasts.
Wow, now this rumor.
Oh, my God, you're right.
This rumor
has been around
okay. and has sort of, it's not really caught fire, but it's been around for over a year. There was talks of him having women's shoes in his closet. I remember that one.
Right. Well, this appeared. Now, look, he could have some man boobs and be wearing a wife beater, but this looks to me like he's got female breasts. It really, really does.
It's playing a video before you get to
He will. He will post. We'll post the photos if we can grab them, and you guys decide what the story is with that.
So it does look like he's wearing a sports bra underneath his like workout shirt or whatever.
Yeah.
I feel for this guy because if this is actually happening in his life. And you can't ever talk about what it's like to come out and tell the world about this, especially when we live under such a public eye.
Well, if he wants to be transgender, I think really, if he wants to have a better life, if he just comes out and says so.
I think it'll be so much easier for everybody involved, right?
I think it will be easier if he just wants to do that.
Then you're not exposing yourself and your family to all these jokes.
Right.
Or really, it's not just bigotry, it's just ignorance.
If he comes out and says, this is what I'm doing, I'm in the process of changing my sex, then we don't do anything about it anymore.
To be honest with you,
we've come far enough as a society now where, you know, you don't do the material unless somebody's not being square. And we are going to live in a world eventually where that's just the way it is. What happens is if you're denying it, that's when it makes it into a story. And unfortunately, that's the way of the world.
Because right now it just looks like he's being kooky.
Yeah.
You know,
if someone's
being kooky, you're like, ah.
Or if Radar Online publishes a retraction that says, we regret that was not Bruce Jenner, it was Sheryl Crow, then everything is explained.
Pro football pays the bills in primetime television, boys. NBC's Sunday Night Football. Are you ready for this?
Yeah.
Yes.
They charge $627,300 for a 30-second ad. More than any other program in primetime broadcasting television. That's according to a survey by Advertising Age. On its heels is CBS new Thursday football telecast. They charge $483,333 for a 30-second ad. Television's top-rated comedy, The Big Bang Theory, is the script show with the priciest ads at $344,827.
Big Bang Theory is ahead of Modern Family?
Yes.
That
Otherwise,
shocks me.
Ad prices don't always mesh with the Nielsen Company's measurements of which programs get the biggest audience. That's because advertisers pay a premium to reach a younger audience.
Ah.
Yay! That's it. For instance, CBS's NCIS is often television's most watched scripted show each week, certainly the most popular drama, but with an ad price of $170,948, it didn't make the top 10 of the most expensive shows on which to buy commercial time.
It's a great way to reach Mark Harmon's fans.
So the NFL, you want to know why the NFL is so guarded. They're protecting quite an investment there. Shia LaBeouf gets so little good press these days, but after filming the World War II movie Fury, he's got a fan in co-star Brad Pitt. Brad tells Britain's GQ, I love this boy. He's one of the best actors I've ever seen. He's full-on commitment, man. He's living it like no one else, let me tell you. I've been fortunate to work with a lot of great actors. He's one of the best I've seen. That's Brad Pitt on Shia LaBeouf. I think that's what, you know what? Hey, you know, when a guy gets pounded, and he acts like an ass, and if he's trying to get his act together and he's still working, I root for those guys to do better.
Also,
I'd like to see that happen.
If you look at any trailer that's out there, there are guys that don't have as much fame as Shia that are featured in the trailers because a lot of studios think he's still a little radioactive.
Poison,
right?
Yeah, box
yeah
you'll
this
see
is
like
kind of a supporting role.
Poison.
Yeah. So we'll find out if he comes back from this role in this movie. Apparently, it's already being critically acclaimed. So we'll see if he really shines in it.
I hope he's not a dick.
Brad says both he and Shia wanted to legitimately beat up their co-star Scott Eastwood because he was chewing tobacco and spitting on the tank they were shooting in. That might have been spitting in the tank
if it
was written properly. What neither of them knew at the time was that Scott's behavior was in the script. Brad says, quote, we were the knobs in the end. I like calling somebody a knob. Here's a good story. On Saturday, a couple named Stephen and Mackenzie Schultz went to a new restaurant in Cedar Rapids, beautiful old Iowa, for their anniversary. Woo! Well, they got terrible service. It's not clear how old they are. From the photos online, they might be in their 30s. They haven't said the name of the place, but they waited 20 minutes for water, 40 minutes for an appetizer, and over an hour for their entrees. Meanwhile, their waiter was spending most of his time at other tables. For the average person, that would mean one thing. He's getting a bad tip. But instead of getting angry, Mackenzie noticed he was the only waiter. He had 12 tables.
Oh, my God.
And he was doubling as the bartender. Stephen and Mackenzie both used to be servers, and now they own a restaurant called Barbecue This. So they knew how insane that is. And when their check finally came, they talked it over and decided to leave him a really good tip. Their bill was $67, so they left $100. That's a 150% tip. They also wrote a message, quote, "We've both been in your shoes, paying it forward." They posted a photo of the receipt on Facebook and asked people to think about the context of a situation before blaming someone. Couldn't we all do a better job at that?
That's pretty cool.
I think I could. That's for sure. Cool. It's already gotten over 1.5 million likes. It turns out another waiter had called in sick at the last minute. I think that's a sweet story. I thought I'd put that
very cool.
Because it balances stories like this.
Aha!
Here we go.
Very little something, Mike O'Mara.
There's a guy in California who's going to jail because he couldn't resist three things: stealing electronics, growing a sick mustache, and wearing very comfortable and expensive women's boots.
Well then.
45-year-old Sean Fialo of Boulder Creek, California.
Not Bruce Jenner.
Spent this summer stealing things from a Costco in Santa Cruz. He went four times and shoved speakers and laptops under his shirt and managed to get past security every time. Costco deals with a lot of theft, and they might not have linked these robberies together except that Sean's appearance stood out. He had a thick, massive mustache encasing his entire mouth, and he always wore the same ladies' UGG boots.
Oh, God.
The police decided to nickname him El Mustachio the Magician.
Clever.
They posted information. Yeah, aren't they bright?
Yeah.
They posted information about him on their blog earlier this month, and an anonymous person gave them Sean's name. He was just arrested for theft, rather. Mm-hmm. Ugg boots, Napoleon. I wonder if he stole any quesadillas. There you go. We'll take a break. Come back with Rob and the Audio Vault right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
It's Tony and Gary.
Hey, I'm Tony Perkins.
Hey, I'm Gary Stein.
You know, we work very hard to bring you a brand new show every Monday.
Most shows do that. We work really hard to bring them a new show. What series brings old shows?
All right, point well taken. Listen to the Tony Perkins Show at TonyPerkinsShow.com.
It's the Tony Perkins Show.
That's pretty much the way it goes on that show. I like that show.
Love it.
Check it out. This segment of the Mike O'Mara Show brought to you by Derby Jackpot. Horse racing is the only legal way to gamble online in the United States. That is a pure fact. And DerbyJackpot.com is the way to do it. The horses are at the track. DerbyJackpot.com is the easiest way to bet on live horse races online and from your mobile phone. This is a great website and beautiful to look at.
Yes.
It's legal in 37 states, and it's totally safe. You bet on real horses, not animated, not man-made. It's not hinky. I've done it myself.
Yep.
I got on there. I did myself some betting. Now, I wasn't successful because I'm not a great horse player, but this is the way it is. I mean, you get the video, and it takes you right to the track.
Live
and
feed.
You watch the live feed of the race. It's fantastic. And you do it in the privacy of your own home at your own computer. Real races from all around the world start every 5 minutes. The action is nonstop. Bet as little as a dime or as much as 10 grand. Hey, whales, get out
whale.
There and do that. Hey, incidentally, if you are a whale, you know, use our name, and we'd certainly appreciate
help
it. DerbyJackpot.com paid out over $5 million last year. One guy had a start bet of $1 and won $11,405. Sign up is free, and you can get easy tutorials at DerbyJackpot.com. Go to DerbyJackpot.com and enter the promo code TMOS on the second page, and you'll get $20 free with your first deposit. Remember, DerbyJackpot.com and enter TMOS in the second page to get your $20 with your first deposit and start betting today. Without further ado, let's open up the Audio Vault for Tuesday, September 30, 2014. Rob.
Big day in my house. It always is. Today is Robert's birthday. He's 12. And
yay, Robert!
It's always a very emotional one.
Happy birthday, Robert!
Because he's had himself quite a journey in his life, and I like to take just 25 seconds here and show you how far we've come. You know, Robert's voiced promos on this show.
Yes.
Good reader, good voice,
yes,
and everything.
Very good reader.
Let's jump back. Oh, I don't know, just about 10 years, and hear his voice. Here's my little boy in 2005.
Hello.
What do you say?
Hello.
What's your name?
Robert.
Robert, what?
Teacher?
What do you like?
A really hot dog.
You like a hot dog? Did you have a nice Christmas?
Christmas.
What did you get for Christmas?
Hot dog.
You did not get a hot dog for Christmas. Who came for Christmas?
Santa.
Santa. And what does he say?
Ho, ho, ho.
But anyway, happy birthday,
Robert.
I love that. Happy birthday, my
that.
Boy. And my one advice, great. If you've got little kids right now, I know there's video all left and right. There's something special about making an audio tape of a kid talking.
I'm going to take that tip.
I think they're less guarded and they're more themselves just talking. And I've got maybe an hour of him and Julia that I treasure. So happy
that's
birthday,
awesome. That's
my
a great
boy.
Idea. That's good. People should do that.
I love
the video out there, I think people should do that with some audio.
Mike, you've done it. I know I have an Oscar. I bet you've done it. And growing up as a baby DJ, man on the street interviews.
Oh, yeah.
And
yes.
You never know where they're going to go. And you know what? If you ask a really complicated question, it can go anywhere.
Mm.
But sometimes the simplest question can yield pay dirt. This is from Canada. All she asks, what's your name?
What's your name?
My name? Oh, let me tell you my name. I'm confused because, you know, like we're supposed to believe in the ministry, right? So is the church and state supposed to be separate? I'm confused because I never went to school, right? Is a confused person get a resolution? I don't understand. You see, when you go like that, right, you have a cross, two sticks, right? And that's how I felt when I was in Waterloo.
Now, this is no edit. This is him
still
answering, what's your name?
Because when I walked in Waterloo and smiled at people, they treated me like a vampire. They used the cross, and they went like this by not smiling at me. In Toronto, hey, hi, guys. You know me. Steve Spiros, easygoing.
Steve Spiros.
Those who know me, I'm a nobody. You understand? And you can't kill a person with no body. So why am I afraid? I'm not afraid. I'm afraid of the boogeyman. Who's the boogeyman? You figure it out. I'm getting out of here. I'm going back to Waterloo where the vampires hang out.
Exactly. And that makes
sense. Thank you. Steve Spiros. Thank you.
Lock up that guy.
That's terrific.
Steve Spiros.
Yeah, very good.
Headed back to Waterloo.
I think I saw a post of his on the fan page.
Yeah, he lives there.
That's right.
We talked yesterday about how I was disappointed in Saturday Night Live. Found this online yesterday. Here is one of the medium jokes from Saturday Night Live last Saturday.
It was revealed that Tyler Perry is expecting his first child with his girlfriend. Perry is reported to be very excited about being a grandmother.
Reasonably
that's
funny. But here's the thing.
It would be
really funny if on the same network, the previous Thursday, Jimmy Fallon hadn't said this.
Tyler says he's excited to be a father. He's even more excited to be a grandmother. It's just very interesting.
Sometimes you wonder where the ideas come from. Just a thought.
Yeah, probably a coincidence. Give him the benefit of the doubt, but that sucks.
Do you ever, you know what? You never ever post something in anger on the internet and say, hey, I'm sure glad I did that. That was a great idea. Here are three Instagram posts from Snoop Dogg. He is not pleased with his Pittsburgh Steelers, Mike.
This is some bullshit. How the do we lose the lead with 40 seconds left, man? Steelers getting on my nerves. Weak offensive coordinator couldn't even get 10 yards, man. But what the is worse right now, being a Cowboy fan, a Raider fan, or a Steeler fan? I'm finna start watching soccer and tennis. This sorry, man. Mother flush y'all sorry season down the toilet, Steelers. Suck. I can't take this, man. I'm finna go swimming.
What I love
awesome.
is that when he flushed the toilet to indicate how bad they're doing, that means he actually stood up, took his phone to another room, and flushed the toilet. He was setting an example, Mike.
Way to go, Steve.
And we close with Mr. Letterman. Congratulations to George Clooney and his nuptials.
How about that George Clooney, ladies and gentlemen? What do you think?
Over the weekend, married a lovely woman, Amal Alamuddin, in Venice, Italy. Guests included Brad Pitt was there, Matt Damon was there, Julia Roberts was there. What was this, a wedding or a heist? Oh. So they got married in Venice, so this now means the most eligible bachelor in Italy is the Pope.
That's your magic audio mouth. Have a great Tuesday, everybody. And Robert, I love you to pieces.
Happy birthday, Robert. Hey, everybody, I want to remind you, it's CAT 2014, the Mike O'Mara Show live. We return to the Mandalay Ballroom at the Circus Circus Hotel and Casino in scenic, beautiful Reno, Nevada. That's Saturday, November 15th. Tell your friends.
Yes.
We want to fill that room up. Here's the number to get your tickets, 800-648-5010. From Chico. From Stockton, from Sparks,
yes,
from Reno, Nevada.
Absolutely.
We want you all to be there. Come on over the mountain and join us for a fabulous weekend.
Folsom!
What's that?
Folsom!
Folsom. Find out some Nevada addresses. We got to throw those in there, too.
You got it.
Special TMOS room rates are available. Just click the link at Mike O'Mara Show's website. We'll see you at CAT 2014, the Mike O'Mara Show live. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Wait, don't go. I need to tell you that MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon is perfect for all your online shopping needs. Shop the best way. Shop Amazon. And please go through our website. Always open at MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.